Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Microeconomics, A Very Short Introduction by Avinash Dixit, is a compact nonfiction economics book that introduces the core logic of microeconomics for general readers and students. Published in Oxford University Press's Very Short Introduction series, it aims to explain how individual decisions and market interactions shape economic outcomes in everyday life. Rather than focusing on abstract theory alone, the book uses clear examples to show how consumers choose what to buy, how firms decide where to locate and whom to hire, and how incentives influence behavior in markets and institutions. Dixit also emphasizes that microeconomic forces deserve attention alongside macroeconomics because they affect practical issues such as prices, information, public policy, and organizational design. The result is a brief but conceptually broad overview that presents microeconomics as a way of thinking about choices, trade-offs, and coordination in the real world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, microeconomics as the study of everyday choices and incentives. The book opens by defining microeconomics not as a narrow academic specialty, but as the study of decisions made by individuals and firms. Dixit stresses that people constantly make microeconomic choices where to live and work, how much to save, what to buy, and how to respond to prices or rules. Firms make parallel decisions about location, hiring, firing, and investment. By framing the subject around these ordinary actions, the book shows that microeconomics is not remote from daily life. Its main analytical tool is incentives, meaning the rewards and costs that shape behavior. This matters because the same person may act differently, depending on whether a market, a workplace, or a policy environment changes the payoff structure. The book therefore presents microeconomics as a practical framework for interpreting behavior rather than as a list of formulas, making the subject accessible while preserving its explanatory power. Secondly, consumers, preferences, and the logic of choice under constraints. A major section of the book focuses on consumers and the reasoning behind their choices. Dixit explains that consumer behavior is not simply about desire, but about balancing preferences against limited income, prices, and available information. This gives microeconomics its central concern with trade-offs. Every purchase involves giving up something else, and every decision is made under constraint. The book also points toward concepts such as consumer surplus and demand responsiveness, showing why the same good can matter differently to different buyers. By discussing how consumers evaluate options, the book clarifies why markets do not only reflect needs, but also the structure of choice itself. This perspective is important because it helps readers understand how prices guide decisions, how scarcity affects behavior, and why policy changes can alter consumption patterns. The result is a grounded account of consumer theory that connects abstract economic reasoning to realistic decisions about spending, saving, and welfare. Thirdly, producers, firm behavior, and the economics of organization. Another important theme is the behavior of producers and the internal logic of firms. Dixit shows that firms are not passive sellers, but active decision makers that must coordinate resources, labor, and capital. Their choices include where to operate, whom to employ, whether to expand, and how to allocate investment. These decisions depend on costs, incentives, and expectations about demand and competition. The book also links producer behavior to organization, suggesting that firms exist because they can sometimes coordinate production more effectively than isolated individuals or simple market exchanges. This leads naturally to questions about scale, efficiency, and managerial judgment. A microeconomic approach to producers therefore explains not just output, but structure why businesses form, how they adapt, and what limits their performance. Dixit's treatment makes clear that firm behavior is central to understanding wages, prices, productivity, and market outcomes, even in a short introductory format. Fourthly, markets, failures, and why simple competition is not always enough. The book devotes substantial attention to markets and incentives, especially the idea that markets can work well, but also fail in predictable ways. Dixit explains how supply and demand coordinate buyers and sellers, but he does not treat market outcomes as automatically efficient. Instead, he introduces market and policy failures, including externalities and information asymmetries, to show why real markets often depart from textbook ideals. Externalities matter when one person's action imposes costs or benefits on others without full compensation, while information problems arise when buyers and sellers know different things. The book also references cohesion solutions and similar approaches that use bargaining or institutional design to address inefficiencies. This is one of the book's most distinctive strengths. It presents microeconomics as a diagnostic tool for identifying where markets succeed and where they need correction. Readers come away with a more realistic understanding of price signals, incentives, and the limits of purely private exchange. Lastly, institutions and policy as the framework that shapes microeconomic outcomes. The final major theme is the role of institutions, organizations. and policy in shaping how microeconomic processes actually work. Dixit argues that markets do not operate in a vacuum. They depend on legal rules, organizational structures, and public policy decisions that influence behavior. Institutions can improve coordination, reduce transaction costs, and support trust, but they can also create distortions or inefficiencies when poorly designed. The policy section therefore extends microeconomics beyond description into evaluation, asking what works and why. This is especially valuable because it shows readers that policy debates are not only about ideology, but about incentive structures and institutional consequences. Whether the issue is regulation, pricing, or organizational reform, the book applies microeconomic reasoning to assess likely effects on individuals and firms. By ending here, Dixit reinforces his central argument that microeconomics is essential for understanding both private decision-making and public intervention in the economy. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a compact but serious introduction to microeconomics, especially students, professionals, and general readers who need a conceptual map rather than a full textbook. Its main benefit is clarity. It explains how consumers, firms, markets, institutions, and policy fit together without overwhelming the reader with technical detail. Because it is part of the Very Short Introduction series, it is intentionally brief, but it still offers a coherent picture of how microeconomic reasoning works in practice. That makes it especially useful for readers who want to understand incentives, market failures, and policy trade-offs in everyday economic life. Compared with larger textbooks, it is less mathematical and more interpretive. Compared with popular economics books, it is more disciplined and anchored in core theory. Its distinguishing feature is the way it connects ordinary decisions to broader economic structures, showing that microeconomics is not a narrow academic subject, but a practical lens for understanding behavior, organizations, and public policy. It stands out as a concise entry point with real analytical substance. If you would like to support Avinash Dixit, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.